like a handshake.
I'm a little, it's a little chilly in here.
Is it chilly for you?
Yeah.
Why didn't you say something?
I mean, you know.
Okay, I feel like it's going to be hot.
Nah.
Well, you don't drink no more, so it ain't the same. Okay.
And your neck needs it.
Yeah, facts.
You living a sober lifestyle?
Yeah, he keto friendly now or something.
I mean, I could drink, but it's,
he says wasted calories.
Useless calories.
Useless calories.
Yeah, useless calories.
You don't drink as much as you have. I mean, you probably feel
useless,
that.
Useless bitch.
I mean, whatever.
We got a special guest in this bitch today.
No, they didn't say
a man of many talents. That nigga done been a firefighter, a baseball player, a basketball player, a football player. He was in the Army, the Navy. He said cash money in the Army, better yet in the Navy.
Goddamn, Julian Beam Bryant. What's your last
name?
Davis. Julian Davis.
I done a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Well, welcome, bro.
Hey, they say it's you, Moray, Danny Smith Jr., Dan Jacob.
Wow. Yeah.
Goddamn fat film.
With a quick sign, I can see you now, bro.
Don't
start, dude.
Was y'all, like, I feel like he at one point was your custodian.
Don't start with
Was he a custodian?
I don't know. I just feel like that's a story he got.
Can we start with the lies?
Bro, you the GOAT, bro.
It's more like Chad. Justin,
don't disrespect me.
And then somewhere where you know you gotta like climb through the trash, you'll find me.
I mean,
stop the cap.
Yeah, the cap on this app. Like, nah, we welcome you. We appreciate you.
I'm just glad y'all still my friends at this point.
What you mean?
You know, y'all, when you get legendary, you know, you forget about the little people.
Now you forget about us. I ain't seen you in 2 years. What you mean? I ain't seen you since the GOAT. It was a GOAT night. Yeah,
and that's beneath him now.
Yeah, the GOAT beneath him.
Julian go to the DR for like a weekend.
Now he go for a night.
Yeah, Jew, where you at? Punta Cana.
Mm-hmm.
What's up? I'll be back tomorrow. What's up? Y'all doing something in Raleigh. Leave me the fuck
It was
up.
A time when, like, Drew would text us every weekend, like, what's going on in Raleigh?
Yeah,
but when he realized niggas work on the weekend, he had to start coming.
I mean, y'all got, you know, we got kind of, everybody started doing their thing, man. You know, we kind of.
Niggas 30.
Yeah.
Bro, we had some good sense. Drew used to come up, like.
I pull up. Me and
especially that first apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had some good times. Good times back there.
I remember.
Those walls could talk.
I don't want them. They can't. We don't need them to talk, bro. We've been through some things. Like, yeah, we don't know. You remember my 27th birthday?
Yes, Lord. I would have been like, I want that. That would have been my story.
Jew said, hey, just come home.
You feel me?
Yeah, he just said, just come home. I'm
at work. Yeah. You need to come home.
That was my family, bro, said, come home.
All right.
I came home. I was like, I love my friends. My friends are amazing.
I was in New York that weekend. with my dad in New York.
He was single that weekend.
No, I won't.
Now you were single.
That was when we just moved in.
Yeah. You were single. Yeah. So you ain't got nothing to hide.
It was good. That weekend was. That year was probably what?
2016. Yeah. We were wild back then.
Good times, though.
But you, man, tell them folks about you. What's your life like?
My life wicked, man.
Your life wicked.
My life wicked. But I just live life how it's supposed to be lived, man. Like, especially the way the world is. I done lost a lot of homies lately. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, to nothing. Cats shooting cats. You know what I'm saying? Cats really, like, not really worried about their health and then just, you know what I'm saying, they're here today, gone tomorrow. So, I'd like, we gonna get up and do something. Let's do something.
Facts.
Forget the bread. We can always get the bread back. But.
Yeah, cause you somewhere every week.
Nah, man.
I seen you in Orlando, Atlanta, Vegas,
Miami.
Yeah. I think I seen him one day in Philly. I said, who going down? Like you know, just for the fuck.
Well, we are going to Vegas in September. Y'all should come.
What? Y'all got like a timeshare?
Nah, man.
I can see.
Somebody got the hookup.
Just pull up.
I feel like it's my
make too much money for me.
Nah, man, just pull up, man. You might as well.
Nah, I know what it is. Aaron shooting somebody video.
So they gotta fly the team out.
Yeah. They carry the equipment. I feel you. That's that Arlington. That's what Arlington did for Full Circle. Like, no, he carried DJ B out equipment.
We just some cool guys trying to be cool like everybody else. Man.
Y'all got like a travel club or something?
Yeah.
Y'all might as well. Like, y'all should just have a travel group. There is like groups out there like that.
Yeah, like it's basically a timeshare.
Is it?
No, really, we just really be like, I'm not gonna say that, you know, I don't got some friends that got the bread like that, but I got some friends that
got the
bread like that.
So mm-hmm.
It'd be like
I don't think Ricardo worked, but he got money.
He worked.
Nah, I'm playing. Now he retired.
Nah, he worked.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he retired.
He worked.
Jewing them foot soldiers out there.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can see that.
Tone said.
Y'all pushing that shit.
No.
Heron.
Now they won.
It's crazy.
They won straight,
y'all should come. Y'all should come.
To Fayetteville or just to y'all?
Uncut.
Y'all always good to Fayetteville. Always good to Fayetteville. Everybody come.
I want to come to the Big Apple one time, but I just feel like I'm gonna get shot. Nah,
he'll get shot.
Y'all about as bad as Boat Ride or Rockin' Up.
That's about the same now.
Not a boat ride. Yeah. Not putting a boat ride.
And then what's that shit up here in Raleigh that they used to shoot up every other weekend? We went there one time and we said never again.
It's closed. Yeah. You was with us.
Was it Divas or something?
Nah, it wasn't Divas.
Over there by Burns and Coke Fat.
Yeah, off Capitol.
You was, because bro, you gotta think about it. You've been with us a lot of times. Yeah. It was a long birthday.
I was definitely. Oh, because they had the party bus thing.
Yeah. It wasn't it got closed, so good.
It had to get closed.
Ocean. I mean,
the only thing in Fayetteville that really always got shut up is clothes. Like, they. Like, it can't be nothing else. They tore it down.
Some dumb shit be happening at the Apple, bro.
No.
It come out in daily advance out here.
when you give out dollar shots of house, tequila, vodka, anything like that, what can you expect to happen?
Yeah.
Might be a little tough something.
Yeah, y'all ain't got like a more upscale.
It's a Latin joint or something.
Yeah, see now, yeah.
But no, I mean, Big Apple smooth, man. You should come. A couple of homies up there, you'd have a good time.
Now, I come to the Big Apple.
as long as you can get everybody to be fucked with it, baby.
How niggas be getting guns in there?
Plugged in like that.
Man. Yeah. That's not a good thing. Can I go on with the DJ? I just feel like they don't get served.
I can't. If they're going to have guns now,
they're not going to have guns. I mean, everybody. I don't think nobody had no guns in there. They gonna get you. We gonna get you. They gonna get you when you get out. You know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna mess the night up. There's too many ladies in here to mess the night up. Mm. But once the night over with,
I already know you got half the club. I already know you the GOAT.
I heard there. Yeah, y'all be wilding on Skybo, but I heard there's a real problem in Fayetteville. Y'all are fucking these army nigga wives. Y'all have got to chill out in Fayetteville.
Listen. I'm going to be 100%.
Nigga been on tour for 2 years and come back to a 3-month-old mixed baby. Y'all got to chill out there on Skybo. Y'all are wildin'.
All I'm going to say is you can't leave your wife in Fayetteville. And let her, if she going to be in Fayetteville, you can't let her go nowhere. Because Fayetteville, a Fayetteville dude going to talk to her. I'm married. That's fine. I'm glad. Mm-hmm. So let you know right now, we gonna have no ties.
That's what quicksand about. Okay,
we ain't gonna have no ties. I'm glad you married.
You realize a lot of these Fort Bragg soldiers get locked up at least once a week for murder.
I mean, I done been in when I was in training. I done watched like these cats' wives write them letters. They like 2-5 thousand miles away writing them letters, telling them like, "Yeah, I'm messing with your best friend, and when you come home, you need to get your stuff and get out."
Yeah.
Like, did you if I go to the training to tell me that?
I mean, she won't gonna tell you that while you was there.
Think she want a black eye? No, like, yeah.
Them cats really be like, they be like, oh my God, like, I can't believe my wife is doing this.
Bro, like, let's be real. Let's just, no capping
this. It's a pandemic out there.
Us three, right? Let's just say we just so happen to go have to go away for a year. I'm just going to get my lady a pass, bro.
Nah, I can't do it.
Nah, I'm just being honest. Cause what I expect?
Like, I just don't want to know about it.
That's what I'm saying. Do it, just don't tell me about it.
Nah.
I just don't want to know about
it. You just rather leave her?
Nah, y'all, I depend on, like, if I knew I'm about to go on a tour for 9 months, I'm going to tell y'all, like, listen, if my shorty get knocked off, I'm blaming y'all.
One, Fayetteville is 45 minutes away. What do you expect?
Like, I'm blaming the homies. I'm going to be like, yo, y'all need to make sure y'all taking care of my crib while I'm not here.
There's ways around it.
Nah.
So we turn into pussy security guards? I mean,
just look out for the cookout.
She gonna fuck when she gonna fuck, bro.
Just look out for the cookout.
Bro, I gotta go to work.
You know what I do for a living? I don't know what's going on in the business.
I pretty much know a little bit of everybody. So, Eric, if you
know, nigga just ride by the crib.
You my shorty, they gonna know if you're like, you know what I'm saying? You out.
Yeah. So a nigga ride by and spot a Crown Vic out there.
You know that's cat. And you know I'm gone? Oh, yeah.
If it's a Crown Vic out there, I'm not going to the door. That's equivalent to Black Air Force.
Right, yeah.
Don't knock on the door. I know for a fact. Yeah.
I'm going to call her and see if everything's okay.
You all right?
I know the homies are going to be like,
yeah, that's the plumb.
We'll go knock on the door like.
See, you want Doug to go by in the renter center.
Doug going
to
go.
And just act like there's a boom box in there he need to go get. Like,
Doug
going
to be honest and be like, hey, listen. You know my man's gone. I don't know who whip that is. Yeah. But if it's a nigga, it's up.
No offense to y'all, Doug, my favorite nigga out of here. I ain't gonna cat with you. That's
he's just fat and cool, man.
Yeah, that's my motherfucking fat, cool brother.
My dog,
that nigga came and got me, like, man, some niggas trying to jump me. Let's go. me and him out there, we looking for niggas that's about to jump us. I said, Doug, let's just go back. I said, Doug, they obviously not coming, bro. So then a group of niggas ride by, Doug start beating them in the hood, like, let's go. Get out of the car. The niggas like, what the fuck wrong with him? Kind of out there with Quell and Rock playing, talking about bullshit.
I remember we was at the club, and a dude had grabbed one of the homie shorties, like a random dude. So we all jump up like, you lost your mind, it's up. I'm in the middle. Me and Ricardo in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get touched.
Of course, y'all in the thick and
thin. Me and Ricardo in the middle don't get touched. But Doug
got laid.
Like, security grabbed Doug, and Doug just getting hit on the way down. That's how he explained it to us. He was like, boy, I got my ass whooped, and y'all sitting there watch me. And I did see Doug. I was like, damn, Doug, what the fuck happened to you? Y'all looked at how real, like, what happened to you? Like, who was hitting people? Like, I'm looking around, like, I'm in the middle.
So,
and
them two niggas got beat up, is what you're saying?
Nah, they just got hit one time. But
y'all love get just let Doug get like Doug, jumped
Doug,
on.
It's
bro.
Just 10 hours later. We already made it back to the crib. Doug, like, we going to get them, bro. Like, I'm like, Doug, what they look like? I don't know, but we going to get. I'm like, bro, y'all might just chalk to the game.
He might got the worst temper of any nigga I know. Nah, but I love that.
Doug done calmed down.
I ain't now, but I'm talking about back when we was in school.
Oh yeah, he was. Man. If it was up, it was up. It might as well be.
It's been plenty of days I had to go over there and be like, Doug, chill, bro.
You need a Doug on your squad. Dude.
Always, yeah. Now I'm the Doug. Like, that's the crazy part of shit.
Doug be ready to go.
Tampa and shape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not shaped like Doug. Don't disrespect me.
Doug shaped like Rod Wave. You look like Rod Wave.
Now he shaped more like Moray. Now you shaped like Moray. Yeah.
I'm taller.
Nah, I can see you now in a LRG shirt and some camo Kango shorts or whatever. With a bottle of Henny. Like, dancing through the project. Bro, that video fired me. I don't know why that quick
thing. It's because you can tell he can dance.
Yeah.
It's really crazy because, you know, I was chilling with my brothers one day. There was just some cats. I don't know them cats. And they were just like, man, Murray, he ain't from our way. He from Philly. He cap.
Word?
Yeah. Oh, God. But I'm like,
nah, y'all don't want to claim.
Nah, man. I mean, anybody that's putting on for the city, I'm like, dude.
You with it, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Cause
that's just like niggas trying to claim like the baby ain't from Charlotte. He from Cleveland. Like, bro, he moved to Charlotte in 1999. Let him claim it, bro.
Like, you don't from the city. You from Fayetteville.
Yeah. Nah, I feel you. That's what's
so up. Moray done. He done moved out of Fayetteville.
Nah,
right?
he had a cookout at Westover Recreation Center. Had a whole cookout free for the public. All you had to do was like register. He got like, it was like 100 people had a cookout. I mean,
he could do that and still like.
Nah, I mean, he shot in the middle of the hood though.
I mean, J. Cole lived down the street.
Yeah, come buy a house over here in Apex or something. I mean,
yeah. I mean, I walk with him. Cole comes to the city every now and again.
Cole just a regular nigga. That's why I fuck with him, man.
Where he be hooping at? It ain't no way out here.
It be like a Fitness Connection or a Lifetime Fitness. Or I hear? Shit. Yeah. Well, he was hooping in Africa.
Didn't last long.
He only had like a 6-game like shit.
He played two. More than that. I know he had like 3 points in one. Yeah. 3 points, 2 rebounds, and like 6.
Yeah, he didn't do much.
I said, go back to
I seen the video. I want to say he shot an air ball and then bricked another one. I said, he must be paying them to play.
He doing better than a nigga that hoop from Fayetteville. But I ain't going to say no name.
No, he's not.
Dennis Smith Jr.?
Yeah.
Nah.
Jr. just need a chance on the right team.
Then he come get y'all a basketball court out there.
Yeah, in the hood.
Yeah, that's where he going.
Man, on to the show, man.
Hey, he keep down this road. That's where he going. He better get it together.
He gonna be in the G League bubble. with the G, he gonna be on the G League. What's that team they got for the high school niggas, bro?
Relax. He need to be somewhere where he can score. He need to be just let him score, let him ball.
Yeah, I learned how to shoot.
The same way they, I ain't gonna say he is good as Lou Williams, but the same way they let Lou just come and hoop. Don't try to run the offense. Don't try to be none of that. Just let him ball.
Yeah, he need to go to motherfucking Sacramento.
Nah.
And now, that's
where
my
you,
point.
Where you can do whatever.
The Supersonics.
Like, I don't really feel like the Knicks were so good.
They knew this was coming. That's why they got rid of him.
What? They getting beat in the playoffs?
I mean, they made the playoffs.
I mean, I feel like...
You think he better than Quickly?
I feel like he didn't get a chance to be.
But he ain't better than Quickly. He ain't better than Derrick Rose.
Derrick Rose wasn't even there yet.
He was on a team this year.
I know, but he wasn't there. Junior, I think they traded. Like, Junior was already gone when...
When Derrick got when they traded for him.
He was already on the Pistons.
Oh, no, actually, he was part of that trade, wasn't he?
That's what I was thinking. I didn't want to be wrong.
Yeah, I think he might have been, yeah. He actually might have been. That's crazy.
He just need a chance. I'm telling you, he just need a chance.
Yeah.
When they let him just, they isolate him. Like, most of his highlight, if you watch it, is isolation. You know what I'm saying? It's just take the ball, do what you got to do, go get a bucket. Not in a bunch of screens and,
that's
trying
crazy.
To run a play and all that shit.
That nigga Luka Doncic is ruining his life. That shit crazy.
But you gotta pick Luka.
Yeah.
Gotta pick Luka.
He's a LeBron type talent. Speaking of which,
In three years, he'll be the best white player ever.
In 3 years, he'll be the best NBA player in the league.
He'll never be better than Bird. I don't care what nobody
says. I don't think so either.
Say what I said.
I think Bird top three ever.
I just told you, Bird told the man he was gonna score nothing but left handed.
Who's top three?
Jordan, LeBron, him.
In that order?
Yeah.
I just told you, the disrespect has to stop.
I know.
Man, I know who he talking about. I put him in the top 10.
Kobe top 12. Really?
You got no disrespect.
He gets down to it.
The man's game was flawless.
Let's not cap on this.
What name a flaw in this game?
Efficiency and passing, definitely. Passing?
Yeah.
Well, maybe if you know if your favorite player didn't pass the ball so much, we wouldn't be down right now. Probably going home tonight.
My favorite player is Jordan.
Stop passing the ball.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to shoot 60 to score 30. I'm sorry.
I seen it.
Sorry, Jude.
I mean, it happened.
Not taking anything away from him and what he has accomplished.
It seem like it's never happened before, though.
I'm just saying. You said his game was flawless.
It was flawless.
We're here to say it was flawed.
There's no point. You can't say Kobe Bryant couldn't do this. Tell me what he couldn't do.
Shoot a good field goal percentage. Yeah.
But that's just, when you got a lead like that, Jordan didn't shoot a great field goal percentage.
Yes, he did.
Like,
For a career, he shot over 50%. And that's back when, like, niggas are shooting mid-ranges all fucking day.
I mean, with this logic, Westbrook got to be like one of your top three players right now.
You can't win with Westbrook.
Because he throw that bitch up.
You can't win with Westbrook. He's not a winning player. He's not a winning piece.
I just feel like y'all overvalued Kobe.
I feel like y'all overvalued
LeBron. What LeBron do to you? Did he fuck your bird?
No, I just think that he could be a player that dominates the game every game. Like, but he there's no dog in LeBron. I put it that way.
36.
There's no dog in LeBron. I ain't gonna call him what I really think he is.
The thing is, y'all want him to be Jordan, but he's Magic.
But if Magic, I feel like if Magic knew he had to give you 50, he would at least try.
Have you ever watched Magic?
If he had to, but I'm saying, Magic's never been in that. But I'm saying that he's the type of dog that knew, like, all right, I know what I have to. I can't be just Magic Johnson and win the game because I don't have this without AD. You see Schroeder ain't got it tonight. You see Drummond ain't got it tonight. You see that. You see all you. What you still passing him the ball for? You the best player in the world, so called. Durant out here scoring 41 with two other people that can score 50 every night. Cause he got to.
But they are. Can I be honest with you? You talking about three knuckleheads in Brooklyn that don't listen to their coach? Probably like they can just go do what they want. I feel like LeBron is coachable.
The reason I'm gonna say he's not coachable is because he's never had a coach who's been on the same level as him.
I give you that.
And the one, how do you get? And he's always, everybody would say LeBron's never had a great coach. He's picked pretty much picked every coach he's had.
He wanted a motherfucker that ain't gonna say that to him.
Like, bro, had a hole was number one in the East and got bro fired to bring in Ty Lue. Bro, I'm winning.
And what happened?
But I'm winning. Anybody could have coached that team and won. I really feel like Steve Kerr got handed the keys to a Bentley and was just like, don't crash it. That was Mark Jackson team.
Yeah.
Just don't crash it. Mm-hmm. But he just let Kerr go off. But Mark Jackson would have had him more of a.
No, LeBron. No, you know, Mark Jackson called somebody a faggot in that front office and got fired. That's what happened. No offense to anybody, but that's what really happened.
Not this month, bro.
I know. I'm not saying that's literally what happened.
Listen,
the COO is a gay man. Oh, so once he heard that,
it was over.
Yeah. It was over. You know what I mean? So,
you think he'll ever coach again?
No.
He should.
You think that ruined him completely?
Nah, I just feel like it's so many other niggas that deserve a job before him.
Who?
Like his buddy on the TV with him. Jeff Van Gundy? Yeah. But and also, if niggas like Stan Van Gundy keep getting jobs and he don't, it's probably not going to happen.
I mean, my he got one chance. Build a championship team, and then they got taken from
him. Yeah, and then Steve Nash got a job before you, and Steve Nash never coached a motherfucking thing in his life.
He got handed the keys to a Ferrari.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, that's what I'm saying. So, yeah, I hope. Because, like, he's actually, when it comes to basketball, he's, like, one of the greatest minds there is in the game. It's just.
I feel like that's why Kyrie was more like, all right, James, you can run the point at because Steve probably was like, "Look, Kyrie, you ain't no point guard, bro. But let's keep it hot."
He just 6'3".
He just want to score.
James Harden can play point. James and James Harden's a better basketball player.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, so I'm gonna ask you this goat question. So this police chief, it was happened months ago. He had 15 girlfriends. 4 fiancés and 2 wives. As a police chief, how did he? You tell me how he pulled it off? Because only a person like you could pull that off.
What were you? He probably was in like a. I'm gonna have to look into it to see what kind of city it was.
It wasn't a big city.
That's what I'm saying. It got to be like a small city, like
Keith. But that just makes it that much harder.
That's what I'm saying.
No, but it's probably you got to think like when you in a small city, like somebody probably with that much power, they like.
No, these hoes said they didn't know about each other at all.
Oh, bro, fool.
What happened was this all happened on Facebook. They all commented on some shit like, oh, that's your man? That's my fiance.
Like,
that's my husband.
How long was he in a relationship with these?
Like I said, he had two. One girl said they had been there like 2 years. one of the fiancés, and he was married for two women.
I mean, how he got that much time?
And he had posts of, like, you know, happy anniversary to, like, bro, he a bad man.
Yeah. City Boy is up 10,000.
10,000.
10,000.
I might even be more. Like, that's, bro. That's he keeping 20 women happy, bro.
I'm trying with one. I'm trying
to
I'm
keep her happy,
giving
right?
Giving it everything I got.
And you struggling. You know what I mean? Not struggling, but you like it's hard for you.
I mean that the energy at that point is consumed.
But as the police chief, like, I mean, you always got an excuse to leave. Anywhere you are, so think about it. You can be with one of them and be like, oh, that's work. I gotta go.
What is
be with a different one. Oh, that's work. I gotta go.
15 plus 4 plus 2 equal a lot.
21.
You know what I'm saying? He can always be like that.
And that's only people that came out, because some people probably just embarrassed and don't want to speak. They're like, they one of them.
First of all, how do you... I want to know what kind of weekly rotation you got for 21 women.
I'm trying to figure out how you fucking all them. He must have an addiction, literally.
I mean...
Because I can't get this motherfucker to work like it's supposed to. This motherfucker is making it work for 21 different women. What?
I mean, police chief in a little bitty city, probably like the top motherfucker in the whole city. So they probably get at him like,
phew. I mean, facts, but.
I ain't going to say what I really want to say, because that's kind of, you know.
No, say it.
Well, that's just some, you know, that's some, I mean, that had to be some only some white people shit.
Obviously, yeah, they were white, yeah.
Like, a white woman is not going to be like, oh, my God. I can't believe he's fucking with Karen.
That's...
Black bitch would have pulled up on you, shot the roof.
For one, a black woman wouldn't allow you to have 21 women. A black woman going to be like, you going where?
Right, like, yeah.
It's a banquet tonight? Let me get a gown. Like, right, yeah, no, yeah, like, what you like, mean?
You said it was a homicide.
Homicide.
I like dead bodies. Let me go see.
Yeah. I'll dust the print. Right.
I don't mind. I know you got an extra vest in the car. Yeah.
Police.
She coming.
Yeah, bro. Not just, man, look, that shit crazy. Bro, like, just think how much lying you gotta do. I can bear a lot of customers at work. Let alone my woman.
My plans.
No, I don't lie. I don't tell them about that activation fee. I didn't let them see it on their first bill, bro.
Fucked up, bro.
That's not my... You should know better.
Misrepresentation.
Fuck them. Y'all can fuck around, give me five. Like, but no, bro. He lied to 21... Like, just 21 women that we know of. I'm still trying to figure out how he pulled off two marriages. You don't leave
no way. One of them weren't legal.
Not... Polygamy is legal in a couple states.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Where Texas. Where he at? West Virginia?
Texas. So I wanted to he get married to the hoe in Utah. You know, that's where the Mormon hoe is.
Polygamy, Texas is a very conservative state.
Yeah.
They so with all that shit.
Yeah, so I think he went and took this hoe to Utah, the second one. But my thing is, bro, how you living with two women?
I just told you, I gotta go. Police called me.
That's crazy, bro. And then she don't realize ain't nothing in the paper the next day.
Don't read the paper.
That's crazy.
Don't look at the paper. The paper lie. Just listen to me,
bro. That y'all don't think this wild?
I've been said it was wild.
Probably. I mean, I'm amazed.
I am amazed.
You legendary.
Cause you like you carry a. I've seen you carry a whole NBA roster. I'm talking about 15. You got the capability though. I'd have heard you say some shit. I can't believe you said.
I can show you how to win. Let me show you how to win.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like I said, I feel like all your suits in your closet are light color or bright. I can see and a hat.
I can teach you how to win.
I seen how you were dressed at Quill Wedding. That's it. Look at him.
$49.99.
Looking like a Teletubby.
If I lose the gun, niggas ain't gonna be able to tell me shit.
Now, yeah, I keep her. That's what the whole life.
Yeah, that's why I gotta lose it. I'm tired, man.
You trying to be a one woman man?
Yeah, I'm tired, man. I'm retired.
You retired?
I'm retired.
You gonna put your jersey in the Raptors? What number is it?
It's a lot of
69.
That's always my jersey number. Yeah.
I'm
a freak.
I'm real nasty. Nigga get his ass ate four times and now he a problem.
Like, I don't get it, man. This shit crazy. It's your month.
Huh?
Your month. I salute you.
Yeah. No, I tell the dude, don't you ever try to disrespect me like that.
Hey, man, I'll talk to you off camera. I'll tell you something. Hey, bro, like, what was the shit you was talking about earlier? About the joint that don't suck dick?
Oh, yeah, so there was a... I mean, it's funny. So there's a man, a woman, and a child.
Whoa. Story going left.
the child is the son of the mother, but the stepson of the guy, right? Mm-hmm. Man and woman are in a relationship. And she now has an issue. She said the guy's great. He done, you know, fathered the child. He's taking care of the house. Everything's good. Except one thing, he requires oral sex almost on a daily basis.
Come on,
right? So she said in the beginning of the relationship, you know, she was satisfying meeting his needs, giving it to him daily. You know, she sucked it up, whatever. She said as the relationship progressed, it became once every couple of days. Further down in the relationship, once a week. Then that turned into once a month, turned into once every couple months, turned into birthday and anniversary only. Then now it's just nothing.
She ought to be ashamed of herself.
I need
and my man's is saying something
gotta change.
Something gotta get.
Oh, y'all gotta get out. The kid gotta go too.
You said the kid gotta go too.
Yeah, Jaquan gotta go.
So I'm opposed to Justin first. Like, you're the man in that situation. How do you handle that?
She gotta go. I ain't gonna cap though. I'm not the type that needs sex every day, but I need that neck every time we sex. That makes sense?
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. You live with a woman. Y'all not gonna necessarily have sex every day. Y'all see each other every day. Y'all right. Around each other all the time. More you, y'all both work. She has two jobs. Your job is basically two jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is like a half a job.
That is true.
You know what I'm saying? So y'all not gonna have sex every day. Y'all adults. It's a, you know, a given.
Right.
But I'm gonna need, like I said, I'm not gonna have sex every day, but you're gonna have to suck me every time we sex.
So, like, stay focused.
I am focused.
Do you think his requirement is a bit much? But for me, it's like to each his own.
I don't think it's a bit much. I think the problem is if she wouldn't have cut him off from it, it wouldn't be that big of an issue.
If she wouldn't have started out like that.
Yeah, you can't throw them up every day and then stop.
Yeah, because you got what you want.
Yeah.
Now you about to be homeless.
Now you about to live at a bus stop.
Kid about to be fatherless.
Yeah. It's
a cold world we live in.
Fatherless and houseless. Like, he about to...
I feel like if that was that big of a problem for her in the beginning, they should have, like, worked out a schedule.
But the thing is, in the story, when I read it, she said she doesn't like his dick.
Yeah, shape...
She basically says she don't like how it looks or it's shaped or whatever.
It's weird.
So, why'd you suck it in the first place?
He probably had that bag, bro.
Man, look.
She secured the bag.
I need to make more money.
Secured the bag and secured the dad.
So, why not let him step out? Let him get some throat.
That ain't enough for now.
I'm just saying, if you don't want to give something...
This sounds like a black woman.
It's definitely a black woman. If I'm giving it to you, you better not go nowhere and get
nothing. What would you do?
That neck is essential.
Yeah. Like, I don't even need a neck. I need a throat.
No, I need a neck.
Yeah, I need the throat.
Like, I feel like...
Y'all getting weird.
Like, if you could not go... you're not gonna do it, right, then I'm kind of like, we gotta have a really explanation of why. Like,
we gotta sit down and have a conversation. Like,
this is
all right. Deal. So she look at you and say, "Well, Julian, it looks funny. Look like a."
I'm probably gonna laugh.
Look like what well, she said. Look like a banana with spots on it.
Like a very ripe banana.
Like, Julian, this is what grandma used to use for banana pancakes. You know what I mean? It's like,
I probably been like,
well,
you could have told me that in the beginning.
What are you going to say then?
I mean, it's really not nothing you can, so you kind of just got to be like, you know what? That's fine.
But I still need it, though.
Like,
mm-hmm.
You
want to
live here?
You know what part?
We're going to start splitting these bills for, you know, 50-50. If that's the case.
Yeah. And my thing is, what's missing from the story is he licking her?
Probably.
Exactly. That's where the part gets a little murky. Like, what your throat like? Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you feel like the, you know, how can I put it? If you really feel like you can't do it, then just leave. You like, cause my thing is like, obviously you like something about him, so do what you gotta do.
She liked the stability and the security that he's providing,
and that's the problem. You're using him.
So what? Is there something that she probably, if you know, I'd probably stop doing like some of the stuff that she recorded.
If I'm him, I need to really know what is she bringing to the table.
Maybe
she does have some good qualities other than the fact that she ain't throwing neck. That the nigga is like, you know what? I'm going to still keep doing what I'm doing, but we're going to have to figure this out.
Yeah. Ikea said, what's his number? Ikea trying to get shows. You hear me? Like,
oh, she's such a whore.
I know a throat crazy because she's fat. Well, I'm just being honest.
Come on, you, man. But, disrespect.
Well, I'm just being honest. But so here's my thing. What would you do if your shawty says no more throat?
Ever.
Ever?
Ever.
You had to laugh it off. Okay.
Ever? Like,
sold it.
But ever again?
Ever. Sold it.
Well, she said she tired of sucking out a flat balloon. Like, what's up?
We're going to part ways.
Part ways. We're going to mutually part ways. That's funny.
I mean, I still come to little homie games. You know, just. I ain't going to cut that off. You know, I have some shoulder pads or something.
Nah, that kid got to go. Me personally.
Jay Crowder going to start the game off hitting three sweet.
Yeah, it's going to be a long night.
Brent Limper. Like I said, he's the softest superstar I've ever seen.
At least he playing.
Fuck him. But now, I remember, like, I was dating a girl in her previous relationship. She didn't have sex as much. This is my younger days too, because like I ain't got the sex in me anymore. Like, I ain't got it like I used to.
They got the energy for
it. Nah, not at all. But like, so I'm giving it to her like every day we're together, and she's not used to that. So I told her, like, I need that throat, too. But after a while, she understood. But she also never had it. So she adapted. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, I feel like this chick should have adapted.
Yeah, it's easier to train somebody to play golf that's never played golf before. It's harder to untrain somebody how to play golf and then teach them the right way.
I'd have told her, I'd have been like, well, you felt like.
If you dig what I'm talking about.
That's like some bullshit. That's like your bullshit that you talking about the other week.
I just felt like it applied.
I get what you're saying, though. Yeah. But she can't be mad if he leave or if he kick her out. That's all I'm saying.
But she, I think she, I mean.
why Tony put his number in
there? I mean, for what it's worth, if, you know, you would think she would think about how is this going to affect her child. Now, hear me out when I say this in the most non-disrespectful way possible. you not gonna suck a little dick to keep your child life
in a stable
stable?
Yeah.
Huh?
That's
you,
a fact.
You can't put your pride to the side and give my man the slur for your son.
I would have told him, before you got to this point, you should have been like, listen, I'm about to put an end to this. I'm like, well, let's stop. Before it gets to this point where I can't get none ever.
I think, what's wrong with my dick? That's what I told her in the LaCava. What's wrong with it? Like,
so, then to kind of piggyback off that, then I saw another post where the girl was like, where are we going on our first date? And the nigga said, Ruth Chris. She responded like a few minutes later and said, look, you can just give me that money you was going to spend on the date and just, because we're going to fuck regardless.
That's real deal, Holyfield.
That's real deal, Holyfield. You gonna respect her after that?
Yeah.
You gonna date her after that?
Date
her? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, she real. You know she ain't gonna lie to
you. You sure?
That's like straight up prostitution.
That's prostitution.
You about to go spend that same money on that meal? That's prostitution.
It is.
First of all,
that's classy.
That's what threw me for a loop. And I'm just thinking of the last time I went to Ruth Chris with my lady. Right?
Yeah. I mean, remember you told me about that.
Just me and her, it was $250. Excuse me, miss. But you're telling us that your box is worth $250? I hope she was asking for like the appetizer money, because she got some nerve. And even the appetizers, I mean, you get two appetizers, that's 60 easy. I feel like that's reasonable.
Right.
I feel like that's fair. Market price, slightly
higher. Slightly higher than market price.
Slightly higher, but if I'm you, that's doable. You know what I mean? Like, that's, but
not 250?
Hell what? No. Tiana won't say I'm 100. And that's top notch. What? That's Mount Nutmore right there. Like,
oh my god.
What? Tiana Trump won't sell money. You think a basic bitch that you met in Fayetteville worth $250?
Never.
Exactly.
Never, ever.
And for you, $250 for 8 minutes, seven, whatever you.
And I'm 6 and out. Yeah.
Eight minutes.
That'd be a quickly spent $250.
So
at least at Ruth Chris, you get to enjoy the moment, the ambiance.
The ambiance, yeah.
You know, the steak's all right.
So like,
what?
Oh my god!
Let me. So
first of all, if a woman ever order a T-bone. Or
that's your homeboy.
Or a tomahawk steak with you. No. I don't feel like women that do that, like, put fingers in man's asses.
Nah, she got a strap.
Oh, that too.
Yeah. She easily wrote
tomahawk's about 23 ounces.
I said probably about 2-3 miles,
about 150. How much was that? Everybody we got at Paris is like 15, 16.
Mm-hmm.
And we paid for it, trust me. I'm still mad at Darian Creeper about that.
Tony ate that bitch like it was a hamburger.
Tony picked up his ribeye like, I said, damn.
No shame in the game. Yeah,
Tony ain't got no shame in his game. Especially skinny Tony. Skinny Tony ain't got no shame in his game. But I've never been to Ruth Chris, but one day the MJ bank where I used to work at, he was like looking some shit for him, whatever. I said, well, I see you in the Ruth Chris last night. You dropped about 75, you know. I said, you treated some lady. He said, nah, nigga, that was just for me. I said, oh, okay, my bad. I ain't never been. I've been to Angus Barn. Angus Barn was a pretty penny.
Yeah, it's pretty. I think Ruth Chris is a little bit more pricey.
And the thing is, I think that's more ambiance than anything. And I still think we probably still would have got a decent ambiance at Angus Barn if we didn't go so late.
Mm-hmm.
Perry's was the best ambiance I've been to.
Why? Because they had the wine cellar in the back.
I don't know. I don't know. I just liked it. It also might be because we had the private little.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
The private thing.
Because out in the main area looked like Golden Corral. Like,
I thought it was nice.
You ever seen the Applebee's at on Friday about 10?
No, you talking about TGI Fridays.
Or damn Logan's with the peanut tray.
Don't do Paris like that.
No, I'm playing.
I'm about to say, when Kim got that pork chop brought out and it looked like it was the size of your MacBook, I said, God damn.
Yeah.
I said, who ordered chocolate cake? That motherfucker was huge, but yeah. I like Paris, though. Yeah. But we spent $125 a piece. Mm. Easily.
It was in D.C.?
No, it was here for Creeper
Birthday. Yeah, it's across the street from Crabtree.
Yeah.
It looked really expensive in there.
Yeah.
It was very expensive.
I ain't going back.
Nah. Maybe an anniversary or something. I don't even think I'll take my lady on her birthday.
I mean, I'll stop by, show my face, but that. No. And I'm waving from outside.
So we started with a Henny. She said, nah, that's 70 a shot. I said, what? You can get the fuck. It was the XO, I believe.
It was a $2,500 bottle of Henny. They got to make that back.
I say, yeah, give me a Miller Lite. And pour it in a glass for me. Shit. Y'all bitches ain't going to get me.
Mm-mm. I hate it.
70
a shot?
Yeah. 70 a shot. We was like, let's get some. I said, can we get like Henny and da da da? She's like, that's 70 a shot. See, let me get a Miller Lite. I got two beers that night. What's wrong with you?
Most I ever paid with Henny was like $17. I could imagine paying
$70. I paid 20.
Yeah, I'm lying. Black came to Big Apple. We had first came back from training. He was like, I think that's when like the XO won't really, niggas won't really drink an XO like that. So if he ordered it, you know what I'm saying? He was kind of trying to do something. Like, he looked at me, he said, yeah, $28. I said, a shot? You gonna have the bottle, ain't you? Shit, you talking about a shot.
Alright, XO, that's the bottle I poured out of. No, XO is the one you got at the crib, right?
Yeah.
No, that was a $180 bottle.
No, you got a bottle XO at the crib.
We split it. Did we split it? Or did you buy it?
You bought some other liquor.
Yeah.
Bought Ciroc and some milk. Thank you.
I'm sorry. Chad just going to drink Henny. He drink Henny.
I mean, it's going to sit there for a while.
It was a special occasion. It was my 32nd birthday.
Yeah.
And we didn't even touch the bottle.
I feel like we've celebrated enough. Really?
My birthday?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I don't want much.
Next year, it's a text.
You know what I mean? Like, no, next year, like, bro, like...
Happy G-Day, big dog.
That's fine with me. Yeah.
We going like, to... y'all pop out. We going to Miami. I'll go and pop out.
We going to...
You work for Doug.
Something like that.
Y'all hiring?
Yeah, y'all different.
I mean, could... I will come if I need to.
They get 10% of air repo. I believe. Yeah. And them couches at least 4,000.
Oh, we can argue, bro. We can get a crib on the strip. It'd be crazy.
Yeah, I'm only too long for me.
You got plan ahead, man. Plan ahead. Cause I'll be like, man, like I got my friends. Yeah, cool. But you gotta pop out with my other friends.
Bro. It's hard to plan shit with D motherfucker.
Cause I work retail and MJ do too. That's kind of. I gotta know a month in advance.
That's what I'm saying. Like we'll talk about it. Like it'll be like 5, 6, 7 months.
Yeah, I got a travel agent.
Nah,
I just feel like y'all all don't go on Travelocity and book the same flight. And yeah. You text Quay like we'll see. You
Nah, we might not sit beside each other, but we all definitely try to get on the same flight. So it kind of makes sense.
What's Shawty name? I feel like she y'all travel Asia. You know, the girl that went to college. What's her name, bro? I can't think of her name.
She went to college for travel agency?
No, she went to college with us. From Fayetteville. They used to be with Mook all the time.
Shredda?
Yeah, I've got a Shredda y'all travel agent.
She a travel agent?
I don't know. I don't know what she do for a living.
Nah, she's a school teacher, bro.
Is she really? Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
But no, we just plan ahead. Look online, book a flight.
We going
like, I just don't know. One, I don't even know if I'm allowed to go somewhere in October until
September. October.
Yeah. I got to ask when they get close.
That's why I be trying to be like, I don't want to be like last minute. Like, oh, well, you know. Get your chest, think about it, figure out what you're going to say.
Yeah. Like that. I think we trying to go somewhere with August.
ain't discussing.
I said we trying. Doesn't mean it's gonna happen. Cause we all know it ain't you. It ain't you we gotta worry about.
Yeah.
You already know who we gotta worry about.
Are we trying to do
that? We also got two niggas ain't here tonight, so that should tell you who we all gotta worry about. So we change. You want in on always 5 o'clock? We'll give you a percentage. Cause some niggas don't like to show up for work. we give you 2%.
Just share it.
Yeah,
share.
I always share when I see you.
2%, and then because we already dwindled them down because we taking 45-45. he bought a MacBook. It was my idea. Like, I mean, shit.
That's it.
Right. If Black went and bought a mic, he wouldn't eat. Like, man, I love my dogs though. But yeah, man. So you popped out today, and I really appreciate you. I see. Oh yeah, Lakers going home tonight.
I'm trying to focus on what we talking about. All I see is Devin Booker going crazy. But I told everybody, man, this AD already out the game. He's going.
Tony told our kids she could put on his tank top. She giving him.
He is out of control. Yeah.
Hey, Tony different, man.
Tony different. Yeah.
Tony is definitely.
Tony called me a lot more lately, and I kind of appreciate
it. It's because D-Black can't answer.
Yeah. Because D-Black got to leave his phone in a locker or some shit. Right?
Don't do my dog like that.
D-Black, you know, he work on base, so, like, he can't really have his shit like he want to. And like I said, he don't do nothing important, but he can't have his phone.
D-Black can't answer.
Nigga, top flight.
Also, me and Tony are a lot alike, unfortunately.
Tony think he's nice in every athletic sport that ever.
He might be the fastest fat nigga I've ever seen. Them little feet don't move but so far, but bro used to move, bro.
Yeah, he be waspin', yeah.
Yeah, he moved for a big nigga now. Like, I seen Tony hit, like, home runs and shit, and I was like, where the fuck that come from, bro? Tony was all right, bro. It was weird, but it was all right. I remember one time we went to Winston, and bro shit for like 2 days, bro. He said, man, I feel like I'm pissing out my ass. I said, yeah. So Tony going through it,
that's
bro.
When he caught that shit that one time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember.
All our second baseman was sick. We had to put Cliff there. It was a disaster.
Shout out to Cliff.
Yeah, my nigga.
Drew, take us out with something inspirational.
Hey, yeah, tell them folks something, bro. You told me you're going to tell them the truth.
And the truth is, my God, Devin Booker going crazy right now. And LeBron better do something about it. But
I need some inspirational.
Hey, get up, LeBron. Dick. Damn.
Well, y'all already don't like Drake. What he do to you?
Drake the GOAT. Next, really future the GOAT, but then Drake after that.
That's so inspiring.
You say shit to piss me off every time. Like,
if you people hate future, but he really living a life that everybody really want to live.
I seen him with Erykah Badu the other day. I said, look, that's going to be a challenge. Like, both of them. Like,
you know what I'm saying? He rich. He probably hit any joke. Ask Scottie Pippen.
When that nigga said, he said, I ride for my niggas, I lie to my bitch, I said.
Yeah. On to something, but nah, man.
Nigga said, tell Steve Harvey, I don't want him.
I don't want him.
He disrespectful.
I love it.
Steve ain't responded yet. He had 24 hours.
It's over.
Yeah, it's done now. Done deal. All
right. Now, we gone, bro. Appreciate you coming through. Always showing love. You know,
Julian the hooligan.
Julian the hooligan.
Catch me in the city near
you. Yeah. Juvie 20.
Juvie 21.
Yeah. Man, we done with COVID.
Where you at this weekend?
I'm going to Charlotte.
See, told you.
He's somewhere.
Yeah, different city.
The
Juliet. Yeah.
It's a tour. We're on a tour right
now. Ain't got a bar yet. Y'all have a good night, all right?